Hare Krishna. Today is going to be the boat festival at Krishna Balaram Mandir, which is a very beautifully celebrated festival. If devotees who have been to it, devotees who've been to it, then they will know what a wonderful celebration it is. I don't think it chronologically correlates to any particular Nauka Vilas or boat festival of Radha and Krishna, but rather it's something that we celebrate here as part of probably the highlight of the devotee festival here in Vrindavan, Gaur Purnima devotee festival. Although I didn't see that many devotees this morning when I went to class, it was not in the, it was just in the before the deities, because the courtyard, sunken courtyard, is being filled with water, and I'll just talk about that. And even before the deities, it wasn't a full house. In any case, yes, if devotees know, and they can see, it's going to start at 5 o'clock, so that means that whatever part of the world you're in, just make the relevant time calculations, time zone calculations, and you can watch that. That pastime is visible. And I don't think this kind of seva or festival takes place anywhere else in Vrindavan, because I don't really have any other temples which have this type of sunken courtyard. Of course, there is one for sure, and that's the one from which Srila Prabhupada had Krishna Balaram Mandir designed, which was what's called the new temple. that this is what kids do in India. Nothing can compare to, well, a couple of things that Indian specialists do well. One of them is no one can compare to their cooking, and the other is to their floral designs. There's some other real expertise, of course, what to speak of our philosophy and Vedic culture, but I'm just talking about these kind of more worldly, everyday abilities. So it's very, very beautiful, and the water is, I don't know, it's about waist deep at most, I guess maybe to me. I've never been in the water. I've usually been just always around and sitting and chanting. We're going to go over with Govinda Maharaj today. Don't know if we'll chant, but we'll certainly chant along with whatever is going and hear whatever relevant pastimes are also being read. Krishna has this Noka Leela in different places, Jamuna River, Manasaganga, other lakes in Vrindavan, big lakes, and they're very wonderful pastimes. I remember particularly one song, Narottam Das Thakur song that starts with Vrindavan Ramyastan Divya Chintana Nidham. And he says how Vrindavan Ramyastan. Vrindavan is such a beautiful place, Ramyastan. Divya Chintamani Dham. It is a Chintamani Dham. Ratana Mandira Manohara. And in a beautiful jeweled Mandira temple. Anyway, he goes on to describe that, and devotees can see it as the song is in Prarthana. And he describes how Radha and Krishna are in a boat, and this boat is like the shape of a lotus. In the center of the Jamuna and on the petals of the lotus are sitting the gopis, and he finishes the song how the sound of singing and music and laughter echoes along the waters of the Jamuna and brings great happiness. There are many other such nice pastimes, as I mentioned, that take place on other bodies of water. And then there's this very beautiful picture, which is actually a traditional picture of Radha and Krishna, but we also have an ISKCON version of it in the Bhagavatam. Radha and Krishna on a boat with Krishna and Srimati Radharani in the bow of the boat, and gopis singing, playing instruments, and the full moon in the background, and Jamuna River, it's a very beautiful picture. So all of these things are meant to reawaken our Krishna consciousness and allow us to be absorbed in remembrance of these pastimes. And that's what these festivals are actually for. Krishna tells Uddhava that one should spend lavishly to celebrate festivals in my honor. And here, they're certainly doing that. They're spending lavishly. And we should do the same thing in our own place of service or residence. We should also have similar beautiful festivals. To how much we take advantage of the process of devotional service, we get proportional result. And best not waste our time. Let things just go by. We should really make the best use of every moment. Avyaktakaya, that's the symptom of the Vaishnava. Doesn't place the moment being here now. This life, fully absorbed. Everything that we do, whether it be taking prasadam to everything else, the last thing is sleeping. That's why Srila Prabhupada would say sleeping is such a waste of time. Although unfortunately we have to do it because unless you're very Krishna conscious, it's very hard to really be absorbed. Hare Krishna.